Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, sponsored by the Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
All right, in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Gerald Richter, the CEO of Vic Health, and who's now one of the board members of the Bulldogs. I can see her in her rainbow Guernsey already. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, actually, no, we're going to get her on right now. So why not?
We're good to go.
We are an efficient team here.
Now, you are an efficient team.
Susan Alberti said she was ready to play, but Gerald Richter's actually rocked up in the Guernsey.
Thank you. I'm glad everyone noticed.
I think you're super ready to play.
Thank you. I am also one of those people who, if it was another decade, 2 decades earlier, I might have actually been out there playing. That's what I wanted to do when I was younger.
Did you? So did you play for the Little League at all?
I played I played as long as I could with the guys until Mum and Dad said, that's it, it's over, Gerald, there's no more football for
you.
That is
such a common story, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, a bit disappointing, really.
And are you a lifelong dog supporter, Gerald?
I grew up barracking for Richmond, and I've lived in the western suburbs for 20 years. And so I think when you live, like, literally just over the road there, when you see this incredible club here and what it does for the community, you can't not help but just absolutely barrack for them. And so it's really exciting.
So the after party's at your place tonight?
That's right. Thanks. Thanks, Fee, for that.
Yeah,
that's
no
fantastic.
Problem. I just told a few thousand people. It's fine.
Okay.
So you're the CEO of Vic Health.
Yes.
What does your role there entail?
So Vic Health is Victoria's health promotion agency. And we originally started back in 1987. We're a world-first organisation that brought out tobacco sponsorship in sports and the arts. So if you think about sport as that vehicle for change, certainly at that time it was really clearly understood that if we could actually buy out tobacco sponsorship, get rid of that, get rid of all the bad messaging, that sport could be a vehicle to drive cultural change. And then you fast forward to 2018 and you see tonight, and you go, absolutely, sport is that vehicle for cultural change. And so Vic Health continues to work in tobacco. We also work in trying to change alcohol culture. We're really interested in getting people to be more physically active, to be eating well. And I think particularly also the work we've done in mental well-being has been really kind of foundational, and particularly around the prevention of violence against women. And the work we've done over the last 3 years in partnership with St Kilda Football Club on the Pride game has been fantastic too.
Yeah, no, we've been talking to you for a few years now over some of the Pride games.
That's right.
I remember the first Pride game we ever broadcast at Joy was the Yarra Glen Pride game in 2015, which, yep, I think was the second one. And, I mean, wow, look where we are now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it is fantastic. Absolutely credit to Jason Paul, without a doubt. And I remember when he came in to talk to us about what we could do, and we did an evaluation of that, you know, local community game. And then, you know, obviously he had a big vision for what it could be and what it could do in terms of building social connection, thinking about mental well-being, changing cultural attitudes and social norms. So we then partnered with, as I said, with the St Kilda Football Club. And to see that first game, and I think, you know, some of the stats that we had from that first game, we surveyed nearly 4,000 people before that first Pride game, and 3 out of 5 of them said that they had witnessed homophobia or transphobia in AFL.
Wow.
That 50% of the LGBTI community said that they would not feel comfortable or welcome or safe to go to an AFL game. And we know, you know, the stats around mental well-being. The community is 14 times more likely to attempt suicide than the straight population. And then after the game, to see that community attitudes had changed so much that 90% of the LGBTI community felt felt that AFL was welcoming, inclusive and safe. So that's just an incredible journey over that very short time. And I think now also the piece that more than two-thirds of straight fans would actually stand up and say something if they saw homophobia or transphobia. And they're the kind of attitudes we want to be shifting so everyone can enjoy this incredible spectacle that we have here tonight.
That's right. And that just goes to show how powerful games are like this. And I think with this being in the women's competition too, it's sort of social change on two levels at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Beck. And I mean, I've, as I said, you know, long-term desperate AFL player who never got to do that. And to just see women shining as being women and the building of gender equality that has happened, as a not as a result of this, this has been just a huge kind of piece of momentum, I think, that has kicked in as well. And, you know, Vic Health's done a whole amount of work in the prevention of violence against women, particularly around that, the burden of chronic disease, how it's, you know, violence against women is a leading contributor to death, disability and disease for women aged 15 to 44. And that kind of work and seeing that work now coming into where people understand that supporting women is more than just about being politically correct. It's actually good for your health, it's good for your community, it's great for your business, and it's the right thing to do.
Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, tick. Something like that.
I
anyway.
Mean, those statistics are quite astounding, really, aren't they? You know, often people say, why do we have these games? And when you see the actual data, it's, you know, it's had a dramatic effect, as you say, in just 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it has. It's had a huge effect. And, you know, there is always the question about, you know, where's the straight white man's game? We don't need that. We need more games like this. We need more games where diversity is celebrated. And, you know, as we look down here and you see all the kids walking in with their pride jumpers on, with their family, where everyone is just welcomed, everyone's inclusive. I mean, it's this is what we need more of, where everybody in the community is represented as opposed to just one part of the community. So, yeah.
And there is a whole lot of rainbow happening around us at the moment. The ground's really filling up with lots of people, and you can see the Bulldogs and Carlton pride groups are walking on the field right now with a banner together.
And we're really excited at the Dogs that we've just got our first pride group, which is really wonderful. So they've constituted, they've actually got the best constitution out of any group, I think, that the Bulldogs is associated with, as you would expect.
Yeah,
that's right. Very organised.
Totally organised. Great group of people, yeah, that just have said, we want to, you know, we want to have an opportunity to support the club. And, you know, under the leadership of Peter Gordon as the chair, to see the club come out so strongly in support of the Yes Vote so early on. I mean, you know, and they copped criticism for doing that as well. And but they were just like, this is the right thing to do, we're going to do it. You know, if we've got a pride group, of course we're going to be supporting it. So it is great to see the atmosphere building, and you can see the Governor of Victoria down there, Linda Dessau, Her Excellency Linda Dessau, talking to Peter Gordon, the chair, with Judge Howard. You know, just two people, and obviously because the Governor was on the AFL Commission, to see her. I mean, she's been such a big supporter, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, she did a big event that we went to. I think it was about 1,000 people involved in women in sport at Government House. It was one of the first times that had been
open
publicly like that. Yeah,
yeah,
so she has done amazing work with that. Yeah, wow, the banner is... What is it going to say?
What does it say? Let's have a look.
I can see the words yes.
I can see feel.
Feel. Do you feel your yes, Gerald?
Yes. Well, we've said yes, haven't we?
We have said yes, but I think
proud.
I think it's a good thing to celebrate that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, tonight is a night of just celebrating who we are.
And we can see the umpire's rainbow socks, that Nicole Livingston broke that news to us first, that we were going to see those rainbow socks.
There you go. Bulldog Pride are walking on the field right now, and Carlton Pride are on the other side. I think they're doing the Guard of Honour.
That's great.
And how nice for them to be all together and, you know.
That's until the siren goes.
That's right.
That is true.
We can keep it nice for a while.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Gerald, for the great chat we've had with you on the Chicks Talking Footy broadcast.
Thank you so much, Fee and Beck. Love your work. Love what you do. And I'm out with the siren. I love it.
Yeah,
perfect timing.
We said we'd get you back to your seat before the start of the game, so we kept our promise.
Thanks
so much. Footy, football. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.